I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the holiday edition of Ragtime.
Yeah.
As always.
There's no music, though. We can't afford it.
Heather and Nicole. We don't have any music?
No. Maybe.
Well, what's the point? The world's gonna end. We're gonna get nuked by North Korea and or little Donnie,
yep,
little hands.
All.
I just can. So, I don't even know where to begin, but I will begin with this. I am, I guess, pissed off at this stupid fucking administration that I can't bitch about trivial things anymore.
You know.
I gotta bitch about real stuff.
I know. Like, we have to decide what is the biggest travesty so far in the past month or so. What's the most? I mean, the most threatening is the North Korea situation. But it's in neither of, like, North Korea's interest or our interest to actually launch a nuke, because it would just be, like, North Korea knows that's not gonna work out for them. Unless, like, he completely loses his mind, which, of course, could happen, because he's nuts, too.
I mean, he does, I mean, he looks like he is unhinged.
Yeah,
totally.
So, who knows? So, that's the top of the list. And do you see Trump keeps bringing up his stupid, like, now, his phrases during his presidency have become catchphrases. Like, it was build the wall, lock her up was the ones during the campaign.
Right, okay.
Now his new ones are,
no
Rocket
collusion.
Man.
Oh, Rocket Man.
So he keeps bringing that up now. Still.
He still called him Rocket Man?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
So, yeah, okay, let's go to the next thing then. That's kind of trivial, but it plays right off that.
Yay, trivial! Okay, great.
Him with the Navajo
Oh my god.
People are like highly intelligent code breakers. I can't even deal with it. These people...
So fucking embarrassing. And that happened last week.
I know.
So much shit has happened in a week.
But the people to do it to, they served the country that took their land to help us. And we're honoring them. And you bring up that you call Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, which is a racial slur in that phrasing.
I can't.
In front of these men.
I can't.
When I saw the video, I crawled onto the floor, like, I was so such douche chills, I wanted to, like, go under my desk, like, I was waiting for the North Korea nuke to come.
I was praying for it to come. Just please.
Oh, man.
Please.
And they're pissed about it, as they should
be. As they should be.
Yeah, the representatives for them. Oh, my God.
Like, I don't... It's... I don't even know how you explain it.
It's like going to China and then calling somebody there Jackie Chan all the time. And you're the president. Like, you're going up to, like, dignitaries in China and be like, Jackie Chan, Jackie Chan, Jackie Chan. It's just as bad. You're calling some woman Pocahontas.
Oh my God.
And I understand, like, he's trying to bring attention to the fact that it was this whole weird thing where she said she was, and it turns out she probably is not any... part Native American.
This is like if I was.
It's so racist.
23andMe, I would send her a free box. But like,
I know.
Why don't you spit in this, and we'll figure it out, and then we can send the results to little Donnie.
Yeah, just get it over with.
Like, shut up.
Yeah. So.
I don't. Okay, so there was that.
Oh, he's such a bag of shit.
And then
we get excited this week, right?
Oh my God! So I was so excited when Thursday night. The tax vote got totally derailed.
Yeah.
Thanks to Munchin.
That guy's so weird. His mouth doesn't move.
No, and that is.
Yeah, he's like the rich guy. So
there was a clip that someone called him Steve. He's like, Steven. My name is Steven.
On Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Yeah.
He always jokes about how he's like a doppelganger to the guy, or a more attractive version.
He's a more attractive version. Oh, he's totally more attractive than that guy.
Oh my God.
So for weeks, Munchin has been talking about how him and his staff.
Get a lamp.
Him and his staff have, like, he's got 100 people that have been analyzing this new tax bill, and they were gonna have the numbers. Well, come Thursday night, They don't. Dog ate your homework. He's like,
what numbers?
So they didn't have, the Senators didn't have the numbers that they were hoping for.
Him and his wife, Mnuchin.
Oh, God.
Remind me of those SNL characters.
Yeah.
That Jason Sudeikis would do. And I forgot who would play the woman.
It was Kristen Wiig. Yeah, hey, babe. They're called the assholes. Yeah, babe. What's up, babe? Like, you like this tree, babe?
It's open mic night, that one. And he's like, babe, we want got that, babe? And then it's like music open mic. And she's like, I want to accommodate. And they're like, it's not that kind of open mic. He's like, let her do it, babe.
Go ahead, babe.
Do comedy. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, that's them. They probably walk around like that. She's just like, I want her money. And he's just like, I'll get her more money. I'll get you money, babe.
Yeah, babe. You want to go see the money? I'll go show you the.
We'll show you where it's printed. Let's hold it up in a douchey photo.
Babe, I want to show you the money.
You see that fucking photo of that of his wife like holding like prints of money? Like, look at us. It's like, we're in some sort of, like, it's...
Like, she gives
it's women like the a... whole, it's like, white people were shown that the whole country is just a bunch of, it's just a sewage pit.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know, because we were white and stupid. Like, we needed this to tell us, like, it's shit everywhere. People are horrible.
Yeah, I can't. So, totally excited that him not getting the numbers... derailed the vote.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, awesome. So it's like, Friday comes, which was 2 days ago, comes, and it's like, Flynn turned himself in, he's pleading guilty.
I'm like, what?
I'm like, yes! Yes! Like, it's like, we've got one!
Yeah, he's pleading guilty, and he's gonna talk to the FBI. Yeah. So there's, like, that, saying that is like, you're not gonna go for somebody small. If you're getting Flynn, you're after Trump.
My guess is that there's the only way, clearly, in my mind, he pled guilty is because he struck a deal.
Yeah.
And he clearly has significant concrete evidence to get the big fish.
And his son was involved in stuff, too, and I don't think he wanted him to get in trouble.
Right, exactly.
Also, he said he would cooperate with them. Shows that he flipped pretty easy, and they're saying that maybe they're trying to get, what's Manafort and that other dude?
Oh, right.
To start getting nervous and, like, turn two.
Right.
Because right now they're, like, on house arrest or something, and their house is, like, ankle bracelets or something.
Please.
You know, rich people jail.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like, not in their mansion. Labor like, jail. Oh, my God. You mean kind of like when...
They probably have other prisoners catering to them.
Probably. Remember when, what's-her-face, Nancy Snyderman, the doctor from the Today Show?
Yeah.
Came back with, what she has? She had some kind of, contagious virus, Ebola.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was Ebola.
And she had to be on house arrest, in a sense, for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
She house confinement. But she's like, nope, look at me, I'm out in Princeton.
Yeah, it's like, you might have Ebola, you piece of shit.
Yeah, douchebag.
Yeah.
So anyway, Michael Flynn happens. It's like, oh my God, this is awesome, because shit's going to go down, it's going to go down fast. And then it was just like, oh, senators might have the votes for the tax bill. Oh, you know. And then
they're pushing,
like,
that, yeah.
It totally unveiled, like, a shit show. And reading the articles and what people have been saying that are for this tax bill, they're like, well, this is how Obamacare got through. No, it didn't. Uh-huh. Because if you read and you do your fucking research, it was, like, over a year, many hearings about it. I think at least 5.
Oh, yeah.
Obama held at least 2 town hall meetings and... He had a live broadcast to talk about
because
it to the
American
people.
Because that's how you move forward with something you're confident with and want feedback on.
Exactly.
Not stuff you're trying to fucking hide.
So, yeah. So, Obama did that. It took, like, over a year. But even though he, I think, did do the executive order for the ACA because no one was doing jack shit.
Yeah.
He still took the time to explain it to people.
Yeah.
Here, it was like, from what you saw from all, like, the Democratic senators, they were taking pictures of the bill.
With all, like,
the scribbling going on in the margins.
They had literally hand-wrote stuff that you can't even read because they were doing it such last minute.
And then the Democrats asked, like, had a vote to ask, like, can we take the weekend to read this? And they voted no. What kills me...
And that you're allowed to vote on that.
Which is ridiculous. And what really pisses... Also, all of it pisses me off. But you've got this one, like, Republican senator, Orrin Hatch. Douchebag, I think from... I don't know what the fuck. Oklahoma, I think.
It's
like
1,000, right?
Yeah.
I'm
sure a rich white dude, because he's been in the Senate forever.
Yeah.
He has the like, what kills me is, like, the balls that these people have saying, like, we just did something great for the American people. No, douchebag.
Yeah.
You did something great for the people of your state because you think you're holding the best interest of them. If you wanted to say you did something for the best interest of the American people, you would have included Democrats to the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so don't say it's for all Americans when it's just really for you.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
And the fact that they attached, they increased the tax credit for children if you're of a certain low income, which is great, but they attached it to a corporate tax cut.
But doesn't it expire? Doesn't, like, the child tax thing expire, but the corporate one never expires?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like...
If you decided on one, you decided on the other type bullshit. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
But it's like, you might get this tax credit for your kid, but at the end of the day, this is what the old bill said. You're not going to be able to deduct your college tuition. You're not going to be able to do a whole bunch of other things. And then I think it was like, you could, like, write off, if you made a certain amount, you could write off the amount of, like, healthcare that you got or something like that. But now, like, none of that. Like, you don't have to get any of those deductions whatsoever. So now, like, you're basically paying for everything out of pocket.
And what states are this probably greatly affecting? All the ones that he won.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, was it, did they say $50,000 or something like that? Was like, really, like, below that, you kind of get fucked. If you have more than 50, you're, like, kind of stay the same.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So probably that's more the middle of the country makes that as a base salary.
I would think...
I think salaries probably are a little higher here.
Yeah, like, I mean, there. West Coast, East Coast...
Not that $50,000 isn't a good amount of money for someone to make, but...
You would think, like, it should be...
But it depends where you live, it might be, like, just making it.
I mean, what sucks, like, if you make $50,000 and you live in New York City... You're living in a shithole studio apartment.
If you're single and you made $50,000 in New Jersey, you'd have trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless, like, maybe you were, like, in certain parts of Jersey. Like,
depends where, yeah.
Southwest Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But anywhere else, California, forget it.
I feel like the town I used to live in, if you didn't have more than $400,000 for a house, you're probably living in a shanty.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's almost kind of like that all over Jersey.
Yeah.
In a way. I mean, it's ridiculous. But yeah, so states that are primarily blue states and have high state and local taxes are going to get fucked.
Yep.
Delaware's looking pretty nice.
Every time I go into that state, I just think of the Wayne's World where they're like, have the green screen behind them in the movie.
The first one?
Yeah. When
they're
doing all, like, the bits for Hawaii, and then they get to Delaware, and he's just like, hi, I'm in Delaware. That's all he had to say about Delaware.
Yeah. All right, should we do a trivial thing so we don't get all, like...
Okay, go ahead. I don't have any trivial because I'm so angry.
Well, here's one. Well, I mean, I do like the holidays.
Okay.
But I hate the holidays when I have to go to work, because I work in New York City, and I work in the area... Where that stupid fucking tree is.
What do you guys call it? Do you know? Do you remember? Do everyone say it at work?
No.
Sarah calls it the asshole magnet.
Oh, yes. Yes. I had no idea that that's what people called it. Yes.
Yeah, like, so.
Oh, my God.
Add another half hour or more onto your commute just trying to get the fuck out of your building.
I can't.
Right, like, you work right by the fucking tree.
And I don't understand why you need to be on your fucking phone when you're going to look at the tree.
Yeah.
Get off your phone. Like, you do not need to play Candy Crush 24/7. Pay attention. Walk. I swear to God, like, New York City really should have, like, because they've blocked off the street. So you can't, if you wanted to avoid all these people, you could walk into the street. You can't do that now, but it's a shame. Like, they really should, like, barricade it in such a way, like, oh, are you a tourist? Tourists in this lane.
Yeah.
Commuters in this lane.
Exactly.
Because we don't want to be bothered with your bullshit. Because,
like, in New York, you always have to deal with tourists, but it's so bad in that area.
Oh, it's so much worse.
My favorite move is the, I'm just going to stop on the sidewalk, because this is where I decided to figure something out on my phone.
In the middle of the sidewalk.
Or take a photo.
Yeah.
But, like, no, it's abrupt. It's like, I'm taking a photo. And you're like, oh, you're, like, walking into them.
Yeah. And then they get mad at you for walking into them. Like, well, pay the fuck. fuck attention.
I had a drive in the city today. It was crazy.
Oh, good for you. Because you hate that.
It's Sunday. There's nobody. And I...
Oh, you're all right.
I went to Chelsea Pier, so you literally come out of the Lincoln Tunnel and make a left at a right. And you're like, there you are.
So. Oh, well, but you did it.
Yes.
Good for you.
I drove two times, one time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you normally hate it. Yeah.
I don't like it. It's just aggravating.
It really
I thought it was
going
to be scary. That's why I didn't want to do it at first. It's just annoying because you don't move.
Correct.
But on Sundays, it's fine.
That's true. And you went super early in the morning.
Sarah wants me to come to the Christmas party with Etta.
What Christmas party?
At your work. So she wants me to come into the city. The one they have in their department. That crazy thing they have.
Oh, that's nice because we don't have... I don't have a party.
Yeah, but you guys... Can you go down there and see it? Sure you could.
I don't know.
You're like, I don't want
I'm good. Your wife recorded it last year. I'm good. I don't really need to see it. Oh, okay. Did you hear some crazy white people bullshit? Did you hear about the couple that decided to nuke their baby?
What? Say what now? Like, put him in the microwave?
Uh-huh.
What? To kill it?
They wanted to see what would happen.
What?
Uh-huh.
That sounds insane.
I believe they live in Missouri.
Like, It makes my mind go crazy just thinking of someone doing it to an animal.
Right.
Like, I can't even fathom that. How do you take something that you birthed and then put it in a microwave?
Well, I mean, they were in their early 20s.
Okay.
And married.
All right.
And basically, the child went to the doctors for something, and the couple said that he had, like, the doctor asked about, like, what was on his cheeks, and it's like, oh, it's just a rash. It was third-degree burns. From the microwave. Anyway, he also had, like a soft skull or, like, a bruised skull, like, as if, like, you know, somebody punched him. Turns out, like, the father, like, you know, they've been abusing their five-month-old baby. Why? I understand. Couples who are fighting to have children, and then you've got these fucktards.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't say that, but, I mean, like, I'm sorry. Fuck nozzles. Like, that are just like, oh, I had a baby, and look at me. I'm going to throw it in the microwave, see what happens. Like, what?
I can't even imagine abusing a baby. Like, I know even if it's screaming, like, it's amazing.
Maybe that's why it probably was, like, screaming so much that they were like, you know, I can't do it, so they took it out. Because eventually it would have exploded.
That's fucking
But
disgusting.
I mean, and it's 5 months old, so no one knows really the damage that it has been done to it.
Might have cancer or something from it, right?
Brain damage, that's something. But the couple was arrested, and they are both, you know, their bond is like $500,000 each.
That's when, like, I know an eye for an eye leaves a whole world blind, but that's one time that I would love for them to, like,
get
some Big Brother money, like, you know, how they do the sets on Big Brother, build a giant microwave, and that's what we get to do. We get to watch them on TV be microwaved to death.
I'm all for that. All for that. Like, do that, and for
like, people. A live studio audience. We're coming back with Julie Chen.
Although,
turn the microwave on, Julie.
If you think about it, that's kind of fucked up, like, how people would go to public hangings.
I know.
You know, like, that, well, like, they made it a thing.
You really fault people for shit back then, but they didn't have, like, internet or TV. Like,
if you go to hangings?
I know, but we had nothing. Like, imagine every day your pastime was, like, chores and, like, staring at a pasture. And I was like, Heather! If we go into town square right now, they're going to hang dudes from fucking ropes. That's mental.
What?
You'd be like, yeah,
let's go.
I'm in. I'm going to drink my moonshine.
Yeah, you got your herb. We're going to smoke it.
So, don't touch
them. Wait, can we soak that herb and put it in my vajayjay? Okay, great.
No, don't put it in there. There's no internet, and
I
know that's bad.
Can I put it in my rectum? Oh, my God.
See, like, I don't really judge them, because if I had to live like it was that time period...
I mean, I want to see some
gladiators fighting a tiger and getting ripped to shreds.
I totally understand and hear what you're saying.
Plus,
but
you're surrounded by death more then, I think. So it wasn't as
And I guess
insane.
If they were, and I mean,
like,
if
people
they were,
died all the time.
But you thought that they were criminals. So I guess maybe, like, people felt okay justifying it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, what if they, I mean, you find out later that they weren't.
I think life, like, might have just been much more fleeting back then. It's like, well, I, like, could get the Black Plague and die. Yeah. Oh, let's watch this guy get guillotined.
But I mean, like, I guess I'm thinking about, like, all the lynchings that took place during, like, the Civil War and, like, after. Like, people just, like, you know, saw a black person, like, oh, let's drink from a tree. Like,
yeah.
What?
Well, that's just that, like, racist crowd mentality where it's just, like, they're not, they're, like it's,
like,
hanging
a
goat,
lynchings. You know?
Lynchings.
They would go, like, they would go, you know,
yeah.
Hang around the
They felt that they weren't human. to them.
But, I mean, if you were accused and proven that you did this, yeah, by all means, let's put you in a fucking microwave. It's kind of like what people do to animals.
What about gladiators? Did you go see that? Like, that type thing?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. What if I took away your TV for a week?
Say what?
Take away your TV. Just one week and you have the bloodlust. You're like, ugh, just want to see a man die.
Can it be Russell Crowe?
And I'm like, calm down, Heather. Here's a Dr. Phil.
Oh, thank you so much. He's another twat waddle.
He is a bag
he
of
really,
shit.
He really is.
Oprah should not have lifted him up. There's just some people that don't need to be on TV.
No, I agree.
I can get sucked into his show, I'll tell you that.
You really can.
It's almost his guests. It's not him. It's amazing who shows up on his show.
I think, although, he kind of has, like, the Steve Harvey mustache.
He does. Yeah, he does. There's another piece of crap.
Do you have any trivial stuff? Are you just still... I mean, have we talked about everything that, like, this fucking administration is doing? Like, besides the fact that Trump
I want some, like... I think it's because we live in a crime periodical, like, society where we think everything's solved in an hour.
Right, true.
I want this Mueller thing to just, like, blow open this week. It's not going to.
No.
I just want to perp walk the president. I want to see
that. Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
They can't even indict him because he's the president. So the only thing that you could hope for is that the Republicans
get their heads out of their asses?
Yeah, that would send them over the edge to impeach him. Other than that, like, there's nothing you can really do. He just loses his pardon power because of the way they tried things.
Oh, got it.
They were smart about not making certain things federal crimes.
So even if he is found guilty of collusion and all this stuff, like, it goes, like, he can't be removed from office?
The way I understood it,
he needs to be impeached?
Or resign, which he might be, like, forced to do. I don't know.
Oh, but
like
I don't...
Nixon, you know?
Right. Right.
But yeah, I heard Pence is in trouble too, just because of, like, things he had knowledge of and yada yada, but...
But I mean, Trump tweeted that he knew Flynn lied to the FBI.
They're saying there's a new article, I haven't read it yet, but they're saying that might be his undoing, that tweet.
That tweet?
Yeah.
Good. But
they've said that before, haven't
they? He also tweeted too something about how he said, I know everything that's going on. He knows, and he knows that that's true. He controls everything.
It's like, everything. Yeah. I don't know.
I got another one for you.
I just wanted to happen.
I know. I agree with you. Like, it can't happen fast enough. But I think, like, they're taking their time, clearly.
Yeah.
Making sure that, like, they don't make any mistakes. This is a big fucking deal.
It was so funny. And, like, on Facebook, all my liberal friends were, like, posting something and, like, commenting on it. And underneath, like, the discussion about the, you know, Michael Flynn flipping.
Right.
It was like a whole bunch of gifts of like, it's happening.
Well, it's almost kind of like when John Oliver is like, we got him.
Yeah, and they're like, we got him. They're like, wait, he's still president? Damn it. And then the mascot's like all pissed off, shooting off confetti and shit.
It makes you wonder, like, shows like that who've gone off the air for, you know, the holidays or whatever, like, if they're just jonesing, like, why are we taking a break?
It was pretty interesting, though, you know, like Keith Olbermann was doing that thing for GQ or the Resistance videos.
Is he not doing it anymore?
He just ended it.
He did?
Right before the Flynn indictment. And why? Said that he felt that what was going on, he's definitely being impeached. He guarantees he will be impeached. And that this is the end of the show because it doesn't need to exist anymore. Like, that's how confident he is in the fact that something's going down major.
Holy shit, Keith Olbermann.
I know. He was like, it's a pretty interesting video, but he was just basically saying that I, like, 100% think that maybe he'll last till next year, but he's going to be gone soon.
Okay.
And if he's smart, it'll be on his terms. Like, he'll leave without having to be impeached.
If he doesn't want to ruin his brand, he will resign. He should resign.
But then I also read other things where that's what sucks is now he's a living martyr to his followers.
Ugh.
You know, someone who is screwed by the system with fake news and lies.
Like, I just can't. I just can't.
Fake news!
Hey, yeah. Well, I got another one for you.
Okay.
Holiday season, you know, you're going shopping.
Follow the law.
You go into a parking lot.
Okay.
Sounds
nightmarish already.
Right. It's a full, busy fucking parking lot, but yet you've got that one douchebag that decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to back it in.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
It's like, always
It is.
I know women back their cars in, too, but men back cars in when it's not necessary.
No, we don't back it in. We find a spot that you can pull through. That's how fucking smart we are. We don't bother to back it in.
I can have a mini orgasm from a pull through. Especially if it's up close. I'm like, oh my god, it's up close enough.
I can pull through. Yeah, I go, like a glove.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's the best fucking feeling. But then when you are waiting to either leave the parking lot or get to the spot that the douchebag who's backing in is blocking, it's like, why? Why? And then the best part is, of course, they never get it on the first time. They gotta pull out and back it on up and again. Yeah. Like, really?
Especially nowadays, if like, it's a newer car, you're like, I know you have a backup cam and you still can't do this.
It's the...
Because I'm not good at backing up, but when I had that rental car that had the cameras, oh my God. Like, I got this. It was a fucking boat, and I was like,
not only can you see it, and it gives you lines to keep you straight.
And it goes,
you
like,
can't fuck it up.
Yeah, it's like a video game.
Yes! And
if you start to fuck it up, it's like, beep, 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 beep. Like, it gets, like, more violent the closer you get to hitting
something. Yes! Yes!
Like, right there, just stop.
Yes!
So, yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
So, I'm all, like, riled up about that. Like, God, Jared! Don't back up!
So, how fast, but go back to crazy, real shit.
Okay.
How fast do you think Trump is going to turn on Kushner, his son-in-law?
That's a tough one.
That it was definitely, he was the senior advisor that was involved with Flynn. And gave Flynn his orders. So how fast is Trump going to be like, I don't know about that. That's him. And would it ruin his family? Would Ivanka be like, no, daddy can't do this shit. Fuck this. Taking you down. Or would she go along with her father? I think she'd go with daddy.
I think she would go with daddy too. But I also think too that he will flip on Kushner so fast because he's probably going to think he's going to get in his daughter's good graces, i.e. her pants.
That's another weird talking weirdo, Kushner.
Oh, I love how, like, when, who was it, John Oliver made him sound like Gilbert Godfrey? Yeah.
Like, here's his voice. His voice is so weird and lilting. It's so strange.
It creeps me out. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
It's like American Psycho.
Yes. Yes. Ugh. Totally. Totally. But yeah, I think he's going to throw everyone under the bus that he can.
Yeah.
To save his own ass.
Oh, definitely.
That's what he does. That's the Trump way.
Mm-hmm.
And especially to keep, you know, Junior and Eric out of it, too.
Eric. The best SNL skit.
Oh my god, it is the best
SNL. That makes me so happy because I just love how Don Jr.'s like, nobody. This is how you know, like, just talking like he's talking to a 4-year-old when he's helping him out.
Yes.
Like getting juice boxes and shit.
He gave him like the fun dip.
Oh, he's like, you gotta lick it and stick it in there, man.
Yeah, and then he's like, you know, sugar.
He was like, oh, like he saw God.
Funny. SNL has been a saving grace.
Yeah, it looks like it was good last night. We'll have to
watch it. Oh, you haven't watched it yet? Oh, we only watched the open, and we watched there's a digital short, I guess.
Oh, okay.
That the girls did their video.
I saw an article about it. Yeah, I'm really interested in it.
Talking about sexual harassment. Yeah, so sexual harassment. We didn't even talk about sexual harassment. Do we even want to bother? Like, I can't. I just can't.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much shit. I can't even talk. What the hell is going on in the world?
Why?
I mean, would just like to know.
Yes.
In what world is it normal and you think it's cool to just take out your genitals?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, think about just everyday normal people. Like, where would they think that's cool?
I don't know. I really don't know. I agree
with
you. Like,
am I so naive that I lived my life thinking you go on a date with someone and then you let things develop and then if they... like, you're kissing them or something, and they start taking their clothes off, then you're like, oh, I can take my dick out. Why would you think that's the first step? Whether you're famous or not.
I agree with you. I don't know.
Like, I understand, like, Weinstein just thought that he could get away with it. He knew he shouldn't be doing it.
Clearly his was a power thing.
Yeah, but some people just seem like, oh, well, I asked, like, Louis C.K., I asked them before I took it out. You don't ask somebody you just met.
My guess
is
that
your dick.
My guess is that his hand was probably in his pants, like, oh, do you mind if I take my dick out?
Yeah,
and probably
I know.
Like, and it's probably like it comes out when he says my dick out, and you're just left like,
But when is it ever okay to ask to take your dick out?
As
a first move.
You know what? This is when it would be so great if just for like a week or a day, men and women switch sexes.
Yeah.
Men, or no, a month. So men can go ahead and experience menstruation, you know? But like for a month, we can have a penis, they can have a vagina, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Or uterus and a vagina. Because I can guarantee you, women who are given a vagina, we would now go, you want to see my dick?
Yeah.
You want to... I mean, I would ask you, be like, you want to see how big it? You want to see how big I got?
Yeah.
You know, like, but other than that, I mean, we would not even remotely, that wouldn't even cross our fucking minds.
It's like, how do you not feel awful about your behavior as well? Like, even if you think you're going to get away with it and you know you have power, how do you not feel awful what you just did to that person? You think that person enjoyed that?
It's not about them. It's all about you. You're a narcissistic asshole, and it's just about you and about you getting off on this power trip that you have. I can guarantee you, Harvey Weinstein obviously was never, he's never sorry. He's not apologetic for what he does not feel, have any remorse whatsoever. Neither does Matt Lauer.
No.
With exactly all that shit that's coming out as to what he did,
yeah, he has fucking remorse. He asked for, the payout on his contract.
Oh, and they said no?
Yeah. What is he thinking? There's a morality clause, asshole. Like, you got fired for doing fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was a rumor about that button on his desk, and it's real. A button that locks his door.
Why? Why do you
need
that? He's
Mr. Burns. What the hell?
Yeah.
And how is that a work order that went through where people were like, why does Matt Lauer need that?
Rumor has it
that it existed before, right?
That all, like, the top talent has it in case, like, you know, they need privacy. They're in a private meeting. They don't want people to walk in on them.
So
that
was when you walk in.
That's the rumor. It's called you knock on the door. Or I'm sure their assistants are right outside.
Yeah.
And if, like, you know, I'm, you know, so-and-so employee walking up, like, I need to talk to Matt Lauer about the story that I want to pitch to him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure his assistant is right there. And they would say,
mental.
He's in a meeting, well, I'll take your name and I'll let him know, or I'll let him know, or give me your name and I'll let you know when he's free.
Like, how is this a thing that existed?
Like, why do you need a fucking button?
It's creepy.
That is so fucking creepy. Like, that creeps me the fuck out.
I put it on my meme group, and one of the girls tweeted back, like, somebody about to hit a big blue button, and it just said, sex toys and gift cards. It was like, bam. That's it. Because that was one of the creepy things he did. He gave somebody a sex toy and then wrote a note about how I'd like to use it on her.
Like, it makes me wonder, you know, what if I worked for Matt Lauer, right? Uh-huh. And he knew that I was a lesbian and I was married.
Well, like, what about that gay reporter that was really big on the Today Show and then, like, they barely use her anymore? The one that had the baby.
Stephanie Gosk?
I think so.
She's kind of on. She's more like hard-hitting type news.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know?
I think she had more of a role in it. It was diminished.
Yeah, and then she's on
I wonder
MS.
If he was like, hey, you want some of this? And she was like, nope.
It makes you wonder, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's quite possible.
Yeah.
But then it's just got to be like, dude, no, I don't want your dick. Like,
yeah.
I love my wife. I'd be like, I'm a vegetarian. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Goodbye. You know, and like, but then would he have me fired?
Who knows?
But like, and And I get both sides as to why women wouldn't say something right away, because you're dealing with a high-profile, powerful person, right, in the organization. And if you did...
Yeah, like, up until now, people didn't give a shit. All of a sudden, people are.
Right.
For now.
No, I think it's a turning point, to be honest.
I hope so.
I mean, I hope so, too. But, knock on wood, I've never really been sexually harassed to that extent. Like, we've all been sexually harassed in some form.
Especially at work.
One way or another.
Yeah.
Like, because a guy is just stupid.
Yeah.
And, like, will say something. Like, in a way, it's crossing the line, but not really. You're just like, okay, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, one dude that, I don't know why he thinks, he's like, you're so, he's like, when are we going to make out? I'm like, never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he keeps asking. And, like, I met his girlfriend, who was hot, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, so when are we having a threesome? I go, never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like a joke. And then finally he asked me, like, the last time he asked me this, because it would be like a running gag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you not respect my marriage?
Yeah.
Do you not respect the fact that I am a lesbian?
Yeah.
I have no interest in your dick.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm happily married. Like, what about this?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, if you keep coming at me, I'm going to just flip.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, oh my God. Oh, the 100th time was it.
Yeah.
Great. Like, oh my God, I so want your penis in my mouth.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the mentality of men like that. Unless, like, they just think it's a joke. It's like, I'm just joking.
Yeah. But, you're like, how is that funny anymore? Like, how many times are you going to tell this joke?
Right. And it gets very frustrating and old because I'm just like, enough already.
Yeah. It's like if you walked into somebody's office every day, you're like, hey, Brian, your dick's small, still small? And, like, you did it every day. Right. After, like, you know, a month, Brian's going to be like, fuck you, man. My dick's not small. Like, he's just going to lose it. Right. So, like, just knock it off.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, like, another guy is trying to pimp me out to his wife. And I'm like,
ew.
Why?
Like, I am married.
What is it? Like, do I have something on my shirt, like Post-its that I don't know that, yeah, like, I'll do your wife. Yeah. Like, I we'll do your wife for food.
You,
like,
do wear that I'll do your wife jacket, but it's that bandy. When
I thought, like, you know, the cursive kind of, like, blended in and people, yeah, couldn't really read it.
Yeah, like pink.
You know, pink, like my pink ladies.
Yeah, pink lady.
Pink ladies. Yeah.
I like it.
And I guess, like, the L on it doesn't stand for Laverne. It's, like, licking.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so I don't even... I'm glad more people are feeling comfortable enough to, you know, come out and say something.
I can't believe the people that are getting shit-canned. Like, right after Lauer was Garrison Keillor from...
Yeah, but he was
Prairie,
like,
Home Companion on NPR?
Right.
What the fuck is he sexually harassing? What's wrong with him?
It makes you wonder, like, did Bob Ross sexually harass trees?
Who the fuck knows? This guy's, like, at the NPR office is sexually harassing people.
Like, what are you doing, dude?
This should be the one place that's, like, highbrow.
Right. NPR. Exactly.
There's somebody going around being like, hi, I'm a Garrison Keillor. Would you like to see my dick? It's like, no, Garrison. Like,
not again. No.
He's like going to the research department. What the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Seriously.
Oh, man.
I did have a thought about that. Oh. Going back to our lovely fucking Orange Julius. So, he's backing a pedophile.
Yep.
In Roy Moore. Tweets about... When Al Franken got accused of sexual assault,
yep,
because there's proof of it, he's tweeting about it, saying he should resign, step down, whatever. Dude, there are sexual allegations against you,
yeah,
fuckface.
Yeah, like, keep your mouth shut.
Like, shut the fuck up.
It's their lies. It's fake news, Heather.
Oh, so you mean he never really did rape a 14-year-old?
No. It's lies and fake news. Maybe they'll make our commander-in-chief look weak and dumb.
Oh. That must be it. Wow, yeah. I'm an asshole. I must not be a true American.
You're not
the
a patriot.
The fact that I'm not.
You should move to Boobakistan.
Okay. Well, I will. I'll do that. I'll get right on that. No problem.
Because that's a country.
Boobakistan? Boobs?
Boobakistan.
Oh, right there. Yes. Fantastic. I can go sexually. So you mean I can go ahead and ask, like, you want to see my boobs?
Yeah.
And people be like, yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's Boobakistan.
Oh, God. It was so funny. Yesterday morning, Pauline's like, what do you want for breakfast? I said, time machine to go back to 2015.
And some eggs.
Just so I could go ahead and... warn the world that this is what is to come.
Yeah. Like,
this
is what is happening. Donald Trump's so funny, isn't he? He's not. He's not funny.
No. No.
You're right.
I mean, that was my answer. I'm like, I want a time machine.
Instead of a New Year's resolution, let's have a New Year's wish, and that's it.
Time machine?
A time machine to go back, like, a year before the election and be like, Donald Trump's going to run.
I think we need to... No, before he makes that stupid announcement coming down the escalator. I think we need to fucking push him down that escalator.
I know.
Take out Melania.
This is just now near news footage of me.
And then we just disintegrate in thin air, yeah, and we come back to the present. That's right.
Like Jumper. Yeah. That's it. That's what I want.
That's me. Yes.
I want a Jumper.
Yep. There it
jumper
is.
Jumper move. All right.
Done. I think we can get away with it.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. I'm just sad now.
I mean, I do too, but I'm too. You know what? This feels good. I feel cathartic. I think I need a nap.
Okay.
And then I'll probably wake up angry again.
Okay.
But that's all right. Ladies, thank you. Hopefully we'll get to it. Maybe we'll do a New Year's Eve ragtime. Sum it all up. We'll keep you abridged.
We're thinking of having a party of some sort of our
house. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, a little festive New Year's party.
But you have to have your boob stands out.
Okay. Okay. Right, what if I buy like that t-shirt that has like fake boobs on them?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, that'll work.
Well, you get to honk them.
Oh, can you imagine if they do they make t-shirts like that?
You know,
honka,
honka. Yeah, that would be so awesome.
Trademark, trademark, trademark!
All right.
Go rag it up, ladies. All right.